Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was I Can See Your Breath Rising in the Air by the Newfound Interest in Connecticut off of their album Tell Me About the Long Dark Path Home. Before that, Not Up by the Wicked Farleys off of their album Sentinel and Enterprise. And then before that, Dans le Bois, I guess In the Woods, by Fet.net, off of O and F Allure, where F is a word I'm not supposed to say on Anglophone radio, at least not in Ontario. But apparently it's okay in Quebec, but whatever. Anyway, that band is one I apparently had buried in my bookmarks somewhere, Fet.net, but it was a different album from them. And it's another one of those cases where I probably just wasn't in the right frame of mind to appreciate the music, and I guess this time I was looking for a particular sound that I wanted to fill on the show. So I was digging through a lot of stuff today and came around to that album, and it was pretty cool. So there's some other stuff like that, I think. A number of bands that I've never played before on the show, bands that I've only come across recently. Including another band called Delilah that I'll play later from Toronto that I never heard of before now, I think, before today, and came up in my little search trying to find stuff to fit what I was going for in today's playlist. So, yeah, kind of cool. Burned up a number of hours trying to find music, but anyway, I did come across some pretty cool stuff. So I'm glad for that. I'm trying to think about, I'm not totally happy with how the playlist tonight actually sounds, however. Like this little pack of three just now feels a little bit too, I guess I'll call it incoherent, especially going from the, Fet.net into the Wicked Farleys and then out of Wicked Farleys into the Newfound Interest in Connecticut. Yeah, I just felt like the Wicked Farleys were just a little too upbeat for what these sounded like. The other two tracks had a more serious or ominous tone. I use the word ominous a lot on here, I think, but yeah, it always frustrates me when I can't quite nail the sound that I want within the restrictions I have, I suppose. But at the same time, I am still a big fan of the Wicked Farleys, so cool to have an opportunity to play them, and likewise for the Newfound Interest in Connecticut. I don't play them too frequently now, but that album that they released is one of my all-time favorites, although I haven't listened to it in full in a long time. I guess it's one of those things that I'm afraid of spoiling, where there's something that I see is so fantastic in my mind that I'm worried about wearing it out. I, in fact, played that whole album once on the show, front to back, I guess just to sort of get it out of my system, because I was finding that I was playing one of the tracks off of it every other, like, you know, I was alternating tracks, of course, not playing the same ones, but playing a track off of it seemingly every show, or very frequently. So, yeah, like I said, trying to get something out of my system. Anyway, this time there was something specific that I was trying to go for that I don't think I quite nailed down. I just didn't have the right stuff to play within that sound. And the band that sort of seeded that was one called Welcome, and they're going to come up in this next little block, although it's going to start off with the band Frendo and their song New Sibling.
We'll be right back. better to die with than for. Waiting to be kept warm. Attempts at success mixed with mixed feelings makes you feel better or something. Everyone's ugly and miserable. It just sometimes doesn't show. What color's the back of your eyelids? You forgot that you know that you always forget. Could've easily let me down easy. Just let me leave what I'd like to keep. So fuck you, I'm going to sleep.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song that played was Going to Sleep by Attica Basement off of Swim Through the Dirt. Before that, I Can Turn It Off by Welcome off of Sun as Nightlight, and the first of the three, New Sibley by Frendo, off of their album Cold Toads. Toads like frogs, almost. Yeah, and Welcome, as I mentioned earlier, is the band that sort of formed the basis for what sound I wanted to get in this show tonight. I don't think I quite got that. And then when it came to Attica Basement, that's just a band I've been listening to a lot lately and wanted to play just because I'd feel like a liar if I didn't. Something about that music that's really been suiting how I feel lately. Something really enjoyable about it. I don't know what to say. But, yeah, so I, again, made a sort of unappealing placement of songs. I don't feel like those songs quite go together, but anyway, that's what I did, so, yeah. Coming up next is going to be Delilah, though. That's a band I mentioned earlier, so I'm looking forward to that.
Salvation sounds great. to save face. So cut to the chase.
Fast legs or last legs, it's a science. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Don't you see it? It's a science. Come back to me. Yeah, I'll keep it center. I'll keep it straight. Hungry till
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was one called Sun-Dried by Monopot, off of their album Something Is Like Nothing Was, and before that, Creeping Tom by Delilah, off of their album Daycatcher. That's an album that I only listened to today, so it was kind of exciting for me to come across something that I liked so much, and it also seems like the rest of Delilah's discography is quite good, so I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of that when I've got time. I killed a lot of time today trying to find music for this playlist. Like I said before, there was a certain sound that I was trying to get that I just couldn't quite fill out correctly, and yeah, I still feel that way about it. But nonetheless, it was very cool to come across some bands that I liked, and there's been some other music that I've really liked recently. Coming up will actually be Crescent, which is a band I was put onto maybe last week that I really liked. Some really slow post-rock stuff. It's pretty cool, has an interesting tone to it beyond the stuff that I normally listen to. But of course, that makes it more difficult to actually fit in with the rest of the music that I play, which is maybe a problem that I run into quite frequently. Yeah, what else to say? I guess I should note that Delilah is a Toronto band, and that their band is spelled weird, or their name is spelled weird, D-E-L-I-L-U-H. And it looks like they're releasing music as recently as the middle of 2020, middle of 2022. So this is still an ongoing band as far as I can tell, which is pretty cool. Maybe I'll cross my fingers that they actually play a show in Montreal sometime. But, yeah, so. And I also mentioned I played Fetnet before. They were from Hull, Quebec, and I think they're still ongoing as well. So anyway, two bands that I came across today for this show that are worth checking out. Anyway, coming up next is the band that I mentioned a little bit before, Crescent. So this is going to be some really slow post-rock with an interesting tone, I guess.
Leave you no home for to close your September mornings and the snowy north. From my room I can hear the trains. From my room I can hear the swallows. I don't know if they're calling me to freedom or to fall apart. Hold your heart together. Hold your mind together. I will only draw ladders and kites. Hold your heart together.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was Threadbare by Planning for Burial off of their album Below the House, and before that, Fountains by Crescent off of their album By the Roads and the Fields. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have expected to place those songs together, but something seemed appealing about it when I was going through all the songs in my library, and there it is. I feel like there's not a lot of music that I know of that sounds quite like Crescent. I started thinking maybe of other UK post-rock bands, forgetting the name of one, but the other one is Ava Luna. It's not quite the same thing. I feel like maybe the difference is more emotional, or in terms of speed, but in terms of the actual, like, fundamental sound, somewhat similar. But anyway, it's always cool to come across something that sounds totally different from other things that I know. But as I mentioned earlier, it poses a sort of problem where if I want to play it in the radio, I feel a need to make things cohesive, and it ends up frustrating me trying to come up with what else I can actually play next to something. Often it just becomes a matter of trying to fade things in and out of each other nicely, but that doesn't always work. Anyway, coming up next, one final song that will end the hour. It's by the band Pearl, and now I gotta figure out which track number it is, because there are 15 tracks on the album. It's called Winter, but every single one of them is untitled. So to actually say which track this is, I have to check how long it is, and then look back at the album and figure out where that place is in it. So this is track number 3 off of the album Winter by Pearl. It's untitled, but so are the other 14 tracks on the album. And it's always kind of nice to leave off an episode with a track, so I figured that it'd be nice to do tonight. So anyway, to reiterate, this is untitled, track number 3 by Pearl off of their album Winter. And thanks for listening.
Thank you. On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.